This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25.
Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25.
Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code BIGFOOT.
Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 669.
You almost forgot. 669!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, you almost forgot.
I totally almost forgot. I'm like, signs of Alzheimer's, early stage dementia.
Seriously.
Yes. Short term.
What's happening? It's been like we're a day late. Sorry, everybody. There's been a lot of fucking storms and tornadoes for what, 3 consecutive nights now?
Yeah. Every night when we're trying to go record some shit, do our show, we got to be in the basement instead.
Yeah.
The walls are shaking and the earth is quaking.
And I had a good 20 minutes straight of the tornado siren outside, the cell phone, and then the TV just rotating between the 3 for 20 minutes. Yeah. My dog's like losing her shit. What do I do? Like, just chill out, lay down. Like, I can't.
Right.
Fuck. Make it all work out.
It's too crazy.
Got a little hairy. But the cool thing was, I also have like a weather station outside, so I can see like what the wind is gusting to. It didn't get too crazy. I think I only saw like gusts of 20 out here. So,
oh, okay.
Well, yeah, we lost a couple
in the 50s, yeah, maybe 60s out even more. I think it dies as it gets closer.
Yeah. And I think where I have my weather station, it's also blocked by my fence. So I'm not getting 100% of accuracy because it's, I have a 6-foot fence and the weather station's at 3 foot near the fence, so not getting all the blasts, but it's close enough. So yes, anyway, where do you want to start? Let's get right into this fucking shit.
I don't know.
UFC over the weekend.
Yeah, there. Well, let's start at the weigh-in, right?
Yeah, right. What happened?
There was a debacle. Tracy Cortez, right?
I like debacles, yeah.
Debacles.
It's a good here, debacle to have.
Here, let me just make sure. I was going to share the video. Make sure she has... I'm sorry. This Zoom thing is messing me up bad.
Yep.
It just made my screen giant. It's perfect. Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
You're ready. Here perfect. She is at the weigh-ins, right?
Yep.
You know, and they're like, yeah, you're not going to make the weight, kid. Hang on a second. I got a plan. So she's in the box, whatever box. I'm wondering, is the box open in the back? Like, can I see?
I don't know. Good question.
Because I'd want to be standing back there.
Right.
In case.
Sure.
So she's like a magician. It's literally freaking Houdini's about to pop out and some shit's going to happen. So, right. She's in that box for a while. What do you think she's doing in there?
I would say she's taking a shit.
She took a
like that's how you lose weight fast. Take a shit. Take 3 pounds.
She comes out and she's like, I cut my hair.
Oh, so she was a trickster, but how was she weighing in with her hair?
Yeah.
She's still holding the hair.
The part that confused me, it's like I'm cutting my hair, but I'm holding my hair. So like you were
she
just
makes
saying.
Weight she suffered for her sins,
so really I just wanted to cut my hair apparently.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, but you know what, she took a fight on short notice, so I'm not gonna begrudge her for missing weight. These things happen. But she also becomes the first woman I think in UFC history to get her fucking eyelash knocked off with a right hand during a fight. I can't show the video, so I can just show the screenshot real quick, but right
it is.
In that area, you could kind of see.
Was it a press on eyelash?
I don't know. But she got hit pretty good, and it kind of went flying right there. Never seen that before. Maybe you shouldn't be wearing those when you're fighting. I don't think that's supposed to happen.
Street legal?
Yeah, it's not street legal. Not for sure.
No.
What else? What else in that fight or that thing? Oh, someone else had a hell of a cut. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I have it. I have
go ahead.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I must blur it out because, you know,
Drew Dober
complain.
You know, digging the China on his freaking head. Look at this right here.
It's nice. It's hot.
It's really bad.
Like, dude, you got a big cut in your head.
I'm fine. Nice.
Be all right. It's a Terminator. Yeah. Doctors don't like that stuff. They'll stop the fight.
Yeah.
Pussies. No, I think you should just let him fight on. If he's good to fight, let him fight.
Game on.
Until he passes out. He can't fucking operate. I've got no blood left, sir. You can operate, but you could lose a few pints, right? What's the limit? Three? Four, five?
I have no idea.
There's probably a limit where you pass out because it's too much, but I think you let him go to that point. You fight on. It's like a good choke.
Press on.
Something like that. Any more for this card before
no,
we...
All right,
let's do a little sponsor action.
Hey, the sponsors, fellas. Do you want your grooming routine to be a one-and-done deal? Well, the days of using the same trimmer for your face and your private parts are over. Thanks to our friends at Manscaped. You're changing the size of the reed as I'm reading it.
They
with the ultimate package
like,
to keep your hairs trimmed from 12 to 6. So we have a shared Google Doc. I should say
sorry. I didn't know that was happening. I can't see it.
It's all good. Introducing the Beard and Pulp Bundle, featuring the Lawnmower 5.0 and the Beard Hedger, a trimmer for the moneymaker, and another for the boys downstairs. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. For the premium grooming experience, trust Manscaped.
Nice. First up, your balls. New best friend, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Say goodbye to endless passes. This trimmer gets it right the first time. Cutting through the bushiest of bushes. While being gentle on the skin and your delicate places.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping with code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. No more juggling multiple tools or dealing with the subpar results. Just efficient, effective grooming wherever you need it. You're killing me.
Sorry. This is the worst thing I've ever done. We'll never share another document again. I had no idea that was going to check you.
You're like a child.
I am a child. <I'm> like, typing all sorts of nonsense on the screen.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Oh, and speaking of which, this episode is also sponsored by Blue Chew. Oof. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now, you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed, bedrooms, wherever you want to throw down. Listen up, bluechew.com.
Blue Chew is a unique online service. Delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night. Plan ahead. Simple process. Go to BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Best part, it's coming to your door. It's all done on the internet. You don't got to go anywhere. Don't even have to put your pants up.
What? Put on your pants and jacket or something like that? Isn't that an album? That's right. Everything's made in the USA. That's what it's all about, man. And Blue Chew was to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. Use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Just like that, back to the show.
Yeah.
Did you see this awesome UFC card that's happening this weekend?
No.
people are saying Rob Schneider and someone are fighting. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Strange looking. Strange looking.
Yep. Huh. Yep.
This yep. is a free card, yep. right?
Yeah. Yep. It's super. Actually, they're going to pay you money to watch this one.
Wow.
It's, yeah. What else do you want to talk about? I just want to say that one is maybe the worst one on paper we've seen, but sometimes you can have very good fights on those.
Okay. Well, we'll get to something a hair more serious.
Okay. So
I found an infographic.
Yes.
That talks about the UFC, all of UFC history, how many UFC submissions and what the frequency are. Okay. So I'm wondering, what do you think the top three submissions are that people use to finish fights in the UFC?
Well, unfortunately, I saw the graphic. So, but I would have guessed rear naked choke. It's all chokes.
Yeah. So
guillotine.
I didn't realize you saw that.
Arm triangle.
That takes the fun out of it, damn it.
I know. Okay. But I would have guessed rear naked choke.
Yeah.
I would have guessed chokes because that's the most effective.
Yes, rear naked choke, guillotine choke, and armbar.
Oh, so I've actually seen a different chart because I saw it broke down by decade.
Oh, nice.
So I'll share that one in a second. But yeah.
This one's all time, apparently.
Where's the toe hold? Toe hold. One.
It's got one at the bottom. So, you know, Damian Maia has 9 rear naked choke submission. Diaz has 5 guillotines. And then Hoist and... Who knew? Demetrius Johnson in rare air with Hoist Gracie at armbar finishes.
Yeah, that's
at
wild.
4. So yeah, I don't know. That does make sense, right? Because if you go unconscious, the fight stops. But
yeah, people can fight with broken shit.
Yeah,
and again, some of that stuff you're losing position to get the submission, which I would never do anytime we're grappling. I'm like, it's not worth it. Like, keep the position and fucking grind someone out. I'm never going to jump from mount to an armbar. Like, why would I throw my back on the ground? Never, never. So along those same lines, I don't know if it was the same person. This is Nate Latshaw. He's like, how have men's submissions in the UFC evolved over time? So here it is by decade to kind of see, but it kind of goes along the same lines of what you're just talking about, where obviously in the 90s, your armbar was actually tied with the rear naked choke.
Wow.
I don't know what other is. Fatigue. What the fuck? Because I would imagine cardio wasn't great back in the 90s. But again, rear naked choke just kind of keeps growing, growing, and growing. And guillotine, arm triangle, and then the armbar is also pretty effective, but losing effectiveness as time goes on. And then there was also like what's happening with weight classes and KOs. So another one to kind of look at, and it's not too shocking to see, but over the years, what's happening, where it's going. And a lot of it depends on obviously the heavier the people are, the more knockouts they're going to be. But it also means you need people that are fucking skilled at knocking people out. Cause you may have a champion that just wants to fucking, GSP you to death and win by decision, and that's going to fuck up stats on everything. So,
man, the lightweights are actually
the light heavyweight, yeah, they're killing it right now this year.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at 2023, the lightweights at 47%. I did not expect that.
No,
but yeah, the light heavyweights are killing it. You're right,
but it's always been heavyweight, light heavyweight. Kind of fluctuate, and then you have that anomaly of 2023 with the lightweight. But you can see like the pie weights, 23%, 17%, and the women, fucking 12%, 5% for the strawweight, flyweight, bantamweight.
Yeah, that's where most of the women are, right? And bantamweight, anyways. Yeah.
But look at Cyborg. Yes. That's why those numbers are skewed. So those are fun stats.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
What else is happening?
Well, it's cool, Matt, but it's not as cool as soaking your knuckles in frickin' petrol.
Oh, here.
AKA Tom Aspinall said he's soaking his knuckles in petrol every day for UFC 304. Apparently, there was a documentary called Knuckle.
Okay.
About traveling communities in the UK. Joe Joyce was a traveling legend, you know, gypsy fighter.
Yeah,
or
just gypsies.
Yeah, and he would soak his knuckles in freaking gas, petrol, thicker version of gas, I guess. But maybe it's the same. Is that what the British call gas? Petrol?
Yeah.
I'm not
sure. Yeah, same difference.
But anyways, what?
Petrol.
That cannot be healthy for you.
I'm just thinking about the implications of the cancer, the AIDS, the HIV, you know, You don't just soak your shit in gas. You know what that's going to stink like?
Bad.
I just spilled a little gas on myself at the gas station today. That shit's on you forever.
Yeah.
So now you're soaking your hands in that?
Apparently.
Yeah. Good luck with that. I'm good. Sure. Well, speaking of retardedness, let's talk about Ronda Rousey while we're at it.
Oh, geez. You have Ronda Rousey news? Let's hear it.
Yeah. So she did an interview. I'm not sure where to go with this, but she was talking about getting concussions starting when she was six. And just like a side note, I don't know why we're getting all this Ronda Rousey interviews unless she's thinking about coming back. But again, this is stuff she should have done right when she left the sport to kind of, I don't know, yeah, keep people understanding who she was. Now she's saying all this shit we don't really give a fuck. But anyway, so she's saying if the concussions were an issue, things would have happened completely differently. Blah, 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 blah. People don't talk about it in MMA. It's something that everybody is dealing with at a different place. I started dealing with it at 6 years old. I started getting concussions much earlier on in swimming. Two kids doing a backstroke in the other direction, crack heads or hit the wall doing backstroke. Okay, fuck. I swam. That fucking never happened. So I don't know what kind of swimming you're doing. Okay.
Sounds like bumper boats.
Yeah. Let's just go until we smack heads. Cool. Okay. Is that the hillbilly way? And I'm part hillbilly, so I can say that. I started doing judo at a young age and kept getting concussions regularly and multiple times a year and not being allowed to speak up or say anything about it. As a fighter, you're not supposed to show any weakness. We know about that. Or talk about things like, or that are inevitable neurological decline that comes with taking headshots. A lot of people talk about it as if it's making excuses or weakness. I know a whole list for my life to think about, or I have a whole list for my life to think about, and you'll never know when you're going to take one hit too many until many decades later, but I don't think I would be serving a sport or a division the right way if I stuck around too long. I got to the point where I knew that I literally could not be taking those head impacts and continue to compete at the same level. Doesn't do the sport any favor. It's a bad look on women's MMA in general. I am a representative of that sport. So, like, what the fuck is she even talking about? All I just heard was words.
Yeah, I think she's talking about her concussion because it sounds crazy. It doesn't even make any sense. I don't know what you said. There was something about kids cracking heads in the pool, and then
you're in the pool going, I'm swimming right now, really.
I was thinking what you were saying, like, I definitely swam in a pool. I don't ever remember cracking my head on anybody. Like, what?
No, because you're following people.
Why
do you hit the wall? You fucking
are you like sardines in there, you know? There's
no, like, you people swim behind each other. You're not swimming at each other. Unless you stay on your side of the lane, like pool you jousting. Go on the right side.
I would pay to watch that pool jousting.
Fuck.
If they had like a propeller and then a joust underwater.
Sure.
I would pay to watch pokey that. Yep. Oh,
and
man.
Yeah, jousting. So I just think it's more excuses of why she left the sport. She left the sport because she got KO'd brutally twice and picked up her ball and went home. And then she was also, I think, talking about, like, would she ever come back to an event and blah, blah, blah. And then Misha Tate had some comments on her, and she says, I do not think the MMA community, in large part, ever turned their back on Ronda Rousey. She forgot that there were hundreds of thousands of little girls around the world that were still idolizing her. They didn't care if she won or lost. They thought she was amazing either way. I think she's still really hurt by it, but I think she's very focused on self instead of self growth. I think she's still focused on, well, this is what happened to me. All these people turned on me. I had all these concussions happen to me. Nobody was thinking about me. It's like, well, hang on. It's not quite like that. So, you know, one last dig in on her, huh?
I just don't know why we talk about Ronda Rousey ever. She's just not doing anything. And if she comes back, I don't know that it's going to be like a good thing, you know?
No, I just like to talk about it because she never did any fucking interviews. And now I just think it's curious. She's doing all the interviews.
I think she's about to promote something. This is how you get your name in the universe, you know, slowly with these tricks.
Come out and
articles.
Talk about all these excuses and how your dog likes to smell your vagina. Her words, not mine.
Yes.
What else is happening out there?
Well, I have this.
Yes.
I saw this recently posted. Take one guess who that is.
Tracy Cortez.
No.
I don't know.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
There she is.
Good for her.
Doing a little paddling.
I like kayaking and waterfalls.
I approve this message.
Me too. I saw Nate Diaz, as we change gears here.
Okay.
Going this way to that way. Nate Diaz is suing the promoter of the Diaz versus Masvidal fight for $9 million, as he was supposed to get $10 million overall and $1 million in advance and $9 million after the fight. And he didn't get the $9 million. But did you really think that fight was going to draw that much money? And why, if you're a fighter, why would you not take half? Like, if we're going to do a deal like that, you're giving me five up front and five after the fight. Or why are we even playing halves up front? Because Kevin Nioli tweeted out, he said that fight did a gate of $1.26 million for the California State Athletic Commission.
Is that the dollar amount?
Yeah, the total dollar amount.
Okay. For tickets sold?
For the tickets.
Does that count attendance, like pay-per-view buy-ins too?
No. This is just tickets. So it says 13,767 tickets were sold. One person paid $5,000.
I mean, that's not bad. I mean, as far as tickets sold for just that,
that's 13,7 is big.
That's not $10 million.
No. So, I mean... Yeah. And think about the production that you probably have to put into that. The UFC, I think they, at a time, I don't remember if they were spending $1 to $3 million per fight. I forgot what the total was. Yeah. Let's call it three. It might be one. Could be either. But and I would imagine an organization like this, you probably have to put a couple hundred thousand in at least. And who knows, like the insurance you need to buy and all the other bullshit and all the salaries you're paying. So,
yep. There goes that million.
Right.
It's gone.
So I think the guy was saying, hey, if we pay you out, we go bankrupt. But guess what? If he's got that in writing, you're going fucking bankrupt.
Right.
Too bad. So we'll see. What else is going on?
I hope he has it in writing.
He does.
There was
verbal and in writing.
Well, David Goggins challenged Sean Strickland to complete his Hell Week.
Yeah.
And Strickland apparently accepted.
I'll tell you right now, Strickland will finish that.
You think
he's crazy? Think about the cardio he has, and I think he's mentally tough. So I think he'll do that.
I think. Well, I read David Goggins' book, and I'm not saying he's not a physical guy. He sure is, but I believe all the shit he did in his life, it's because of that thing. What you just said, he has a mind that doesn't like care. He just keeps going. So where most people stop, he like goes way past that. Like basically if he can't walk, then he's not going to keep going. But the guy broke both of his shins or something in SEAL training twice and still finished like most of it. They like made him stop because he didn't, and he's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You think Sean Strickland's that crazy? Same thing, same kind of crazy. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Have you not seen him answer his door with his gun multiple times?
Yeah, maybe he's even a different kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's next level crazy. I think he finishes that, and then we'll get to see Sean light him up in the ring. Then I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what else we got. I got some Yuri training.
Let's see.
All right, let's see what he's up to now. There's a couple of different things going on here. All right. Let's do this one. And I don't know if this is actually Yuri, but... might be. We'll just call it that. Oh, have you seen this kind of training?
I have not. What is happening here?
I don't know. The guy's laying down. I think he's trying to ward off those evil spirits.
And he's burning him?
Yeah, he's on fire. And then he's beating the drum. I don't know.
He's like burning the skin?
He's probably fine because he's burning a wet towel and he's probably got another wet towel on him. And then I saw he went into a field here getting after it.
In the sunflower? What the hell? That's what happens after you do that? Oh my God.
You get enraged.
You beat
They're
up
gonna kill
sunflowers.
the sunflowers.
I like sunflowers.
I'm on fire.
This is sad.
Tom Cruise, save me.
Man, they're really going flying.
I did like that Plants vs. Zombies music.
Yes.
Do, 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 do. I'll throw one other quick one at you while I reload here. What do you rate this tattoo, Tom Aspinall, on his back? Give me a scale 1 to 10.
I mean, it's definitely a Japanese style. I think it's cool, but not my taste. I would say a 7.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that much color. Like I prefer more just the black, but
I mean,
it's definitely a style.
it's kind of cool, like, but it's just weird and not, I don't
Not
know.
something I'd wear forever.
I can't tell if those are horns on that bull or whatever that is,
Yeah,
or
I
it's
don't know.
hair. But man, that looks like it took a long, long time.
Yeah.
Weeks.
At least like an hour
Yeah.
or more, and 30,000.
Okay, so I have one more news article, and then I got a bunch of different weird videos. So
Okay, cool.
let's talk
Let's go.
briefly. I think it was last week or the week before we talked about it,
Yes.
was UFC 306, right, at the Sphere.
Yep.
And Dana White was just on the Pat McAfee show, and
Yep.
he's given some more info about what's going to happen. He says, we're going to do 10 fights. There'll be a main co-main, and obviously this card will be a very Mexican heavy card. Said you're gonna have people in the seats, people that are in the suites, and then the bottom level where people are actually standing and will watch the whole thing standing room only, which
That's
be
fucking
cool.
annoying.
Then there will be bleachers and seats. He said he's 17 million into this thing and he's not
Huh.
anywhere near September yet. He says, when I tell you guys I'm gonna put on the greatest live sporting event in the history of combat sports, maybe in sports period, nobody else is gonna go in and spend that much fucking money. So I don't know.
So the tickets are going to be about $7,000 a piece for like the nosebleeds, but he spent the money, so you'll spend it.
Right. I wonder if it's, yeah.
Ain't gonna be cheap.
I think that they're pushing the edge of like ticket pricing to see how much are people willing to pay if you put big production around it. I think this opens the door. Actually, I was thinking about this. I meant to say this last time. I think this opens the door for the UFC doing a card like at a fucking football stadium or something. Like it, because if they can figure out how to make it bi that big of a production, it can go in a stadium and then they could have more people and charge less for tickets and
Yeah,
then
you
that could
just have
charge
to
more.
have the right fight.
Yeah.
It's that's a lot of fucking people to get in a stadium.
60,000 is a tiny little, I imagine Soldier Field.
I mean, well, when Conor McGregor was in his heyday, you could have done it. I don't think they have anyone on the roster that can. Well, I mean, it depends. Depends, like fighter in their hometown kind of shit can do that. When you're
Yeah.
talking about some of the international fighters, they might be able to do that. So it depends. It depends. It's all fighter dependent. So we'll see. Let's see. New fight league. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Like to see these all the time. Apparently, we're doing it in a kid's playground now.
Ooh.
I like this. It's almost. Oh, that guy got slept.
Jesus.
But at least that slide catcher was there for him. He landed
No
right on the
shit.
mat. That'll
Sure
work
did.
out.
God, he ate all of that shin.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That sound just reminded me of when I accidentally switch kicked someone in the head at Muay Thai practice once
Oh.
because he went to low block and it was supposed to be a high kick and he
Oops.
fucking caught it in the chin. He had a good chin. He caught it, took it. He was a little dazed.
Did he grunt?
Yeah, and he wasn't happy. I'm like, you were supposed to block high. I can't control it. The combo was ending a high anyway. But it's that sweet sound of when you get someone on the shin. It sounds pretty nice.
Epic.
Well, you go ahead. What else you got? We'll go back and forth here.
Okay, I just got this weird video first. and then I got some KOs. So,
okay.
But this is also in the neighborhood. So Pitbull attacks a bison. Here he goes. See the little guy? And the bison goes, later, dude.
He's, oh, fuck. He's dead.
He's like, I'm going back. That was, I thought that was epic. You don't fuck around with the bison, apparently.
No. So. I saw this one. I think we could share some. We'll see what happens. And then the ref just gets pushed out of the way, and then I guess we just keep fighting.
He just kept going?
We just keep going. Let's see. Double flying sidekick. It's a drop kick. He's a drop kick Murphy, man.
Yeah, but the guy wasn't out, was he? It was just...
Right. Well, he stopped it, but then he got pushed off because the guy wanted to keep fighting. That was weird.
Yeah, pretty epic. I like it.
We'll see. You have knockouts? I got a couple more before we go.
Yeah. So I got this one here.
Yeah.
I can share a little sound. From the Facebook. That's it. It's over.
Oof.
1-2. Slept him.
I like apples. Okay.
I'm going to show the replay here. Did you see what he caught him with? It was so fast.
No. I like the comment. He's dreaming of Cancun.
Hold on. Where's the replay? Yeah.
Non-existent.
Non-existent replay. Whoop. How do I stop this?
No. Run away. Run away. I'll just hit leave. It'll work.
You got it. Sorry. You know, my problem is Zoom keeps, when every time I open this thing now, it's yes. Such different places. And I'm like, what?
I know. Every time.
Why does that
like, let's change. That's like Microsoft for every time. Let's just change all the buttons and move things around and change the whole fucking interface. Like, why?
Turn on the AI companion.
Yeah. If it's broke, don't fix it. Something like that. If it's not broke, don't fix it. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Almost hit the leave button.
Sorry.
I just went to hit share. So I guess we're doing 2-2 MMA now. There you go.
Jesus. Oh.
I don't know what's happening.
It's
chaos for at least 5 seconds.
He just flipped him up. Can you do that in MMA? If he grabs you from behind, you just throw him over you?
Yeah, you can do that. Right into the cage. Fuck that guy, man.
This is crazy.
Who was it? I think it was Charles Crazy Horse Bennett who grabbed the guy and fucking spun him around and then threw him into the fucking cage. These things happen.
It happens.
We had a brawl in Russian MMA.
Okay.
Do this one.
Wait. Oh, man.
Like the fight's over, like the guy on the bottom. Oh, the guy on top just fucking hit him again. Yeah. Fight was over. So then his corner is going to come in and, you know, fucking chaos that gets ensued.
He's going after him right
now.
No,
why are we zooming out?
This is a cool kind of arena. There. Can't tell if there's a lot of people there or not. It seems like
I think there's 12.
Amazing.
That guy's cut open horribly and now corners are fighting corners.
The fighters are still fighting each other.
Yeah. Well, it was a cheap shot.
Yeah. Crazy.
What else you got?
I have some bare knuckle water boxing championships.
Okay.
Are you ready
I'm
for this?
I'm in for this.
Okay, here we go. I don't know if you're a fan or not. This seems not safe necessarily.
If I can come down the water slide to start this, I'm in.
I mean, it's just some fingers.
He's throwing fucking sledgehammers at this guy.
He sure is.
The only problem is when you get knocked out, you drown. I mean, that could be a feature and not a bug.
Yeah. Somebody's going to grab him or something.
Yeah. Maybe you should have sharks swimming around in there.
Big boys.
Or electric eels. Electric eels.
These guys are just don't give a shit.
No, fuck defense, man.
It's all offense.
I feel like I'd be pretty good at this. I was a decent swimmer.
You think so?
Fuck yeah. Not now. Maybe 20 years ago.
Anyways,
I ain't fucking...
that's too long. I got mesmerized, but this goes on a while.
Yeah.
I mean, good. It's pretty crazy.
Hey, remember that hockey player that's like 6'7", Matt Rempe?
Yes.
So he's been training with George LaRocque. He was like another enforcer back in the day. So they're both out on the ice training some uppercuts.
Oh my
I like the percussion. But George LaRocque, he's also the guy that wanted to grapple GSP. So I have a little bit of that. So you could see it, because he's just a hockey enforcer. See, he doesn't know how to fucking grapple or wrestle. So yeah. The two of them got in there. And George is what, maybe 160? And LaRocque is like 265. So you're looking at 160, 265.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
So this is the same guy that's helping Matt Rempe train. But this is just a skilled wrestler versus a guy that doesn't know how to wrestle, per se.
I mean, George doesn't look that much smaller compared to him. He looks big there.
Well, I think back in the day, George was also on the sauce.
Yeah,
big time.
He's big. He just doesn't have the belly, you know? But George doesn't. God, he's manhandling this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, pretty impressive.
So good time. George versus George.
I always hated that, like in jiu-jitsu, when I was doing that and you had to spar with somebody and you start standing and they're a good wrestler, I'm like, ah, fuck, I'm on my back for sure. Like there's
well, if you didn't have any wrestling experience, it's a whole
zero.
World of difference.
Like, Jesus Christ, I'm just gonna get taken down.
Yeah, I only had 3 years of wrestling, so I had whatever middle school wrestling. But yeah, that, I mean, when I was grappling, that's always in the back of my head of like, if I'm on top of you, I'm fucking like cross facing you and putting my like forearm in someone's throat, like doing wrestling shit, you know?
Nice.
But yeah. Let's see. KO of the week. I got a couple here. Let me get this other one dialed up. Oh, I actually have three. See, Twitter just likes to just play shit. So here we go.
Let's see.
Maybe we'll volume, maybe we won't. 30
seconds remaining in the opening round. Oh. Yeah, he took like three of them in a row. Oh, God.
There's one.
That's pretty epic.
And then I think this is that. Isn't this the one you just showed?
Yeah, from the other angle.
Another angle.
That's all good.
There you go.
It's so good. We need to show it twice.
Yeah, why not?
Good night.
Yep. And then here's the heavyweight Max Holloway version.
Jesus. Guys, these guys are crazy. Oh, big old guy. Man, is he going to go down? Boom.
Yeah. Right in front of you.
Ref stepped in a little too late.
A little too late. Maybe. I have one more thing, and unless you have anything before we get to knowledge.
I just have knowledge. I'm ready for knowledge.
So I have a little ass to nuts, so... this question is blah, blah, blah. This person asks, how does watching the fights live compare to watching it at home from a purely viewing perspective? And also, if given the choice, where would you say is the best place to sit to ensure you see all the action and soak in the full atmosphere? And finally, is it worth it?
I think you got to be, your eyeballs have to be like, about the top of the cage or a little above or below,
yeah,
right around there. So if you which means you'll be back further. Was it worth it? Is that what?
Yeah. It depends, because it depends what the prices are.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely an energy right in the field, but I think the view is way better at home. You know, get yourself a nice
100%.
And
it's more comfortable. You don't have to deal with the bullshit of being there. It's fun to do once. And I mean, we've been lucky enough to sit cage side for a bunch of fights. And that's fun to do once too, because you can hear everything. And it was kind of like when the UFC was doing it during COVID and you could hear 100% of the action. Like, that's what you hear when you're sitting cage side. It's just the goddamn partitions are in the way. So you're like, I can't see. Where's the fucking monitor? Let me look up and see it. But yeah, the best place to, if you're cage side once, but not every time, above, you need to be above so you can see into the octagon so you have less obstructed views from the fucking partitions.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Worth it once, yes. Knowledge. What do you got?
All right. So I have what I present to you as Jersey of the Year in hockey.
Okay.
And I think you're going to appreciate this. Make sure I'm not sharing sound. Okay. Look at this. Look at old boy right here. My balls itch.
Nice. Never entertained.
I feel like my balls I saw itch. This. I was like, now I know what to get Matt for
look
Christmas.
At that. My balls itch. That's a he's just
Christmas gift. I'm going to get what's your lucky number? We'll hook you up.
That's a good question. 73, 8, one of those.
Okay. I'm going to get you my balls itch jersey. Would you wear that, a Blackhawks one?
I've never worn a jersey with a name on it except for the Charleston Chiefs from the movie Slapshot. You heard me, Slapshot, for one of the fucking Hanson brothers, number 17.
Nice.
He's still alive. Not a lot of guys in that movie are still alive because it was, I think, from before I was born, goddamn.
Yeah.
Best really old fucking movie ever. Anyway. I'll share this one with you. You ever seen a human nunchuck? Check this guy out.
Human nunchuck?
Yeah, look up.
Oh, that's what you go by.
Me, yeah.
All right, so let me see you just swing that motherfucker.
No, come on now.
That's why they got the nunchucks on my
Oh, my God.
What
yo,
the?
This mother... Yo.
I'm really confused. What the hell just happened? I don't know. Is he missing bones?
It's something ain't right. I'm going to cleanse the palate. Here's some training for you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
I still am traumatized by the other video. I need to see this again.
It's good.
Good speed.
Good speed.
Yep.
Oof, thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
I was disturbed for a second. Like, what is happening?
I don't feel good. I don't feel right. Let's shut down.
Alrighty. That's been this week's edition of MA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.